Hello? Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. So grateful to have you with us today. We are talking all things intimacy betrayal this season, and we've got some tough topics coming down the pipeline. Today, we are talking about the anatomy of disclosure, and disclosure is a very interesting thing. It's a very challenging, very trying, very traumatic experience for the betrayed partner. But I just want to talk about the word disclosure. So definition-wise, and this is just coming out the top of my head, I don't have a book or anything in front of me, but the definition of disclosure is when the active addict or sexually compulsive individual starts to disclose the nature of their addiction and the behaviors in it. And oftentimes during this process, it is a cluster, you know what? It is bad because they are doing so to relieve their own conscience at this point. They're trying, yes, on one hand, to expose the addiction. They're desperate for help. They're desperate for there to be a pause or a stop in the cycle of addiction. So, yes, there's parts of it that are very pure. But there's other parts where it's like they cannot possibly consider the damage that is being done to the partner in this process, and they are spewing out information all over the place without consideration of how it lands on the person or people around them. And so this is disclosure. It is when they are disclosing information about their addiction, about their disease, and about their behaviors. And oftentimes the details that come along with this are just daggers all over your body. because for a lot of people, it might be this one big, massive disclosure, and you knew something was wrong. Like most betrayed partners, they know something's up. They know something's wrong. They know there is an issue. They know that there's a disconnect, but they can't put their finger on it and they can't name it, mainly because there's been so much deception and covering up of the disease. So when they would try to name it or put their finger on it, they were gaslit. So there's a reason that you don't know exactly what's going on. But for some people, this disclosure is the first time that it's been revealed. So that is like really powerful and very overwhelming. And your whole universe, not just your world, not just your planet, but your whole universe explodes when you hear this, because nothing in your life or lived experience at that moment feels real. You question everything. This is not the person that you knew. It was not the person that you were committed to. It was not the person who dedicated your time, energy, efforts to. So, I mean, it's so traumatic, and it's important that you seek assistance from someone who specializes, hopefully, in trauma or betrayal trauma, preferably a CSAT or someone who works with betrayed partners and intimacy betrayal, so that you can start to piece this back together and build some awareness and understanding of what has happened to you, what is going on internally in your internal landscape, and also what is happening in the life and what has been happening in the life of your addicted partner. So I think it's really important that you have the opportunity to understand what's happening to you and what has happened and is happening to your partner as well. Because it takes a long time to get to that space where you do truly not just understand intellectually, but believe in your heart that this had nothing to do with you. That takes a lot of time. So disclosure can be this one time incident, or it can be a staggered disclosure. And I really wanted to highlight the staggered disclosure today, because I think that is probably the most traumatic experience for any betrayed partner, is to endure this staggered disclosure, or what people call the trickle truth. You know, it's like the truth starts kind of trickling out. And I know I've explained this a few times on this podcast, but I want to come back to it so that if you are a betrayed partner, if you've experienced any type of intimacy betrayal, you can kind of understand why you're receiving this trickle truth. So I want to go back. This is not in any way to excuse or defend the behavior. Okay. This is not me aligning with anybody. This is just me helping you understand that there are stages of change that people very naturally, humans, recovering addicts, everyone naturally goes through. And so they start in this pre-contemplative stage of change. So they're not even thinking that their behaviors are a problem. They are in intense denial, and their defense mechanisms around this disease are very heightened, and they are very protective of this because it is the cause of all their problems, but it's also the cure in their mind of all of their problems. Okay. So they are not willing to identify it as problematic because they are so far from being willing to let it go. Okay. So there's pre-contemplation where it's like, I'm not the problem. My behaviors aren't the problem. You're the problem. Okay. And so that's when you get all of that deception. It's really self-deception being projected onto you. But you get all this deception and these lies and this deceit and this gaslighting and all these defense mechanisms. They're minimizing, they're rationalizing, they're projecting all of this blah, 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 all over you, right? Pre-contemplation. Contemplation is when they start to contemplate, all right, I can see how these behaviors are problematic in my own life and in the life of the people that I love. I'm contemplating that this is problematic because I'm preoccupied with it all of the time. Even when I'm not acting out, I'm thinking about acting out. Most of my time and energy and resources, financially too, are going over to this thing that really isn't healthy, and it's hurting the people around me. So they start to contemplate that, okay, maybe it is addiction. Maybe it is a behavior that's not healthy. Maybe it is problematic. So they're considering now this is problematic. They're still not ready to do anything about it. But they have these moments. And most of the time, they're kind of like dancing back and forth, you know, tiptoeing back and forth, one side of the fence, other side of the fence, between pre-contemplation and contemplation. Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend Podmatch. Podmatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using Podmatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. And then they start to move into a stage called preparation. So they're preparing to make a change. They know now this is an addiction. They know it's a preoccupation. They know that it is something that is causing damage. They know they have a pathological attachment and relationship to this behavior. And despite not really liking it all the time, they know that they're still engaging in it a lot of the time. And so this becomes a lot of resistance and push and pull and all of that. They're preparing for a change. They're not in complete denial anymore, but they're preparing for the change. They're not actively engaged in change or in recovery or in a program. That comes next. The next stage of change is the action stage of change. So they've moved into a place of action where they can identify that, yes, this is a problematic inner circle behavior that is non-negotiable. I can no longer participate in it and have a loving, caring, committed relationship with another human. Okay, so I point out the stages of change because you are getting these trickle truths because you've got somebody who is teeter-tottering between contemplation and preparation. Okay, they're not in full-blown deception and denial anymore, but they're kind of teeter-tottering. So when you have a partner that's in that, you get this staggered disclosure. You get this trickle truth. And it is so traumatic. It is so damaging. You don't know up from down. You don't know right from left. You don't know what's coming, when it's coming, where it's coming from. You just know that you are in fight or flight or freeze and appease 99% of the time. And you can't even put a finger on it, right? So I just wanted to point out as part of our conversation today that there are different types and forms of disclosure. Sometimes it's all at once, which obviously is extremely traumatic, but even more so is the trickle truth stagger disclosure that comes sometimes over decades. Okay. And when you have somebody even who's teetering between preparation and action, but they're still dabbling, they're still misusing, they're still abusing sometimes, they're still binging on occasion. Oh my gosh. You know, then there's more trickle truth coming in. Because they, you know, backtracked or took two steps back into the gaslighting, lies, deceit, and defending the addiction, the disease. So I wanted to point that out. I also wanted to point out that you were going to hear terms like doing a disclosure. So a disclosure is something that happens when the active addict or somebody trying to move into action is disclosing the nature of their addiction, but there is also something that is done therapeutically called a full or formal disclosure. Okay. Now, this is very different, very, very different. And what it does is it provides very careful guardrails around the disclosure process so that two, sometimes three, therapists are involved in this to ensure that no additional damage is done to the betrayed partner or the recovering addict or to their relationship. So when two people they might not be 100% sure that reconciliation is something that's in their best interest or something that's even possible because there hasn't been a full disclosure yet. But a full informal disclosure gives you at least a firm foundation of truth and honesty from which to move forward, to build or to walk away. Okay, to build something new on a firm foundation of trust and honesty, or to move and walk away and turn in a different direction, but to be able to do so with some insight and some understanding and to feel that resolve in doing it. That's what's so important. There's no right or wrong way, but a formal, full disclosure with the guardrails of trained professionals around you, people who have been trained, CSATs, certified sex addictions therapists, and people who specialize in partner and intimacy betrayal around you to support you through the process. So the betrayed partner will have their therapist present. The recovering addict will have their therapist present. And there will also be a couple's therapist present. And they're it's very structured. I do formal disclosures in my practice in Savannah, Georgia at Resolve Strategies, Inc. You can check out that website and you can click on formal disclosures and you can see the whole process. It's a 3-day event. Okay. And that's just the formal disclosure process. The whole disclosure process in a therapeutic setting at Resolve, it takes about 3 months because you're having your one-on-one individual and your couple sessions leading up to the 3-day disclosure. And so it's very regimented. and again, it is an attempt for everybody to receive insight, awareness, and permission to move forward, however that looks, and to continue to grow and heal as individuals and maybe move into a place of reconciliation. So I just wanted to point that out, that like disclosure is very traumatizing, but there is also a therapeutic disclosure process that can be done with help and assistance that can really minimize the pain and suffering for a betrayed partner. So I hope that you will check that out. I'm sure you can just Google it, but if you want to visit my website, it's www.resolvestrategiesinc.com. And again, if you go to services, go to formal disclosure or just disclosures, you're going to find information. And there's some documents that you can read through. It just gives you additional information. I know that we have a very structured process. Not everybody's looks the same. But I just want you to know that help is out there. So if you have uncovered or discovered that you have a partner with a sexual addiction, some type of compulsive behavior that is causing damage to your relationship, you can go through a discovery process, okay, and a disclosure process that's going to give you permission to heal. All right. So I hope that that is helpful. And we've got some hard-hitting episodes coming up. We are going to be talking about the cycle of deception. And that is a part of this whole conversation. So definitely continue to tune in for this season. Like it, share it, share it often, and come back to it. Save it if you need to. Listen to it 1,000 times. You're going to hear it differently every time you play it. So I hope that this served you well, and I will see you same time, same place next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist. But guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable, custom eyewear today. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.